January 15th. This morning, when I got to Boyce Park, there was a lone bagpiper, kilt and all, standing in the parking lot, playing the most beautiful tune, mournful and joyful all at the same time, as most bagpipe music is, to my ear at least. I just love to listen to it. I assume he was practicing in a spot that would not be bothersome to others, out here in the woods. I could hear this music diminishing gradually in volume as I moved further and further up and across the hill on my normal walk, the opposite side of the road from his. About a mile in, it stopped. I assume he just finished and went off on his way. There was something portentous, I thought, about having this soundtrack for the first walk I'm recording for this book. Death and birth are all of a piece in this world, the latter both contradicting and necessitating the former. Or at least that's the thought I had in my head as I listened to this beautiful music. It is hard in our culture, embarrassing in a way, to admit mournfulness for a loss that occurred almost 3 years ago. So I don't admit it much. It is hard in our culture for someone of my age to admit to a desire to begin again, be reborn, which I crave, though I know I'm too old for that. So I don't much. But those two things are all of a piece in my head today. The beginning and the end and the beginning, simultaneous and codependent, together, always. I am teaching Walt Whitman's Song of Myself right now, as I have many times over the years. Such a magnificent poem. He talks, or doesn't, he says, of the beginning and the end in a way I find quite companionable on a day like today. I have heard what the talkers are talking, the talk of the beginning and the end, but I do not talk of the beginning or the end. There was never any more inception than there is now, nor any more youth or age than there is now, and will never be any more perfection than there is now, nor any more heaven or hell than there is now. What more is there to say about all of this than that? I'm pretty good, but Whitman is always better. The students in front of me when I teach are like a static template in relation to time. They never age year to year, are always about 20 years old, fresh-faced, forward-oriented. I wish I had taken a picture of myself from their vantage point on the first day of every term or every class. Thousands of images, a series I could view now, flipbook fashion, in fast-forward. Not as some macabre Dorian Gray-type experience, but just to remind myself of something important about the passage of time. I don't even know what that might be. Maybe what I would focus in on, visually cropping all the images, would be my eyes. I wonder if they would show on the outside what weight and depth I now feel resides right behind them. All that I know, about my field, of course, but also about life, a distinction that is barely legible any longer, even when I teach, my ambition being as much to share my wisdom when it is pertinent to the professional moment as to convey my vast stores of knowledge. Then again, maybe they would look always the same, the one constant in an aging face, body, the black to salt and pepper to gray to almost white hair, the care lines around all my features, the changing styles of clothing. But just the same eyes, hazel, tight, alert-looking, a little quizzical maybe, revealing and hiding me all at the same time. All I know is that time has moved inexorably, sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly, in the front of the room, even as it has not budged 1 second in the back of the room. There is something momentarily discordant about all of this, like those first few unpleasant seconds of bagpipe music while a player fills the bag and gets his breath. And then, when the music starts, the only time that matters is that interim which the beautiful music carves out of oblivion and assembles in a series of sounds that make perfect sense together. The feeling as a listener that an ending is up there ahead, one precipitated from the universe by the beginning, and it won't be averted. The rhythm of the song organizes the timeline coming toward it, one that cannot be sped up or slowed down by willpower or desire, only traversed, for better or worse, depending on how much you like the music, until it is over. All of it so beautiful. Even a lone bagpiper at the edge of a great woods can accomplish that, as he did today for me, step by step, the beginning, the song, the end, while I walked alone, out of his line of sight, but captivated by that envelope of sound for about 15 minutes this morning.